Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're watching more baseball here. Been entertained by a triple header, and now it's freaking Yankees Red Sox. Just American sports history playing out on your television, and the Bombers lead it 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning there in the Bronx. But Red Sox have runners on second and third with two out. They're threatening. They got ducks on the pond. Here's the chief of your evening sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. How about TD Tuesday coming up here in a few minutes?
I can't wait.
We have an all-time Spanish call that I'm really excited about, old Chuck.
Love Spanish calls.
I don't know. Have you heard the Spanish call that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Spanish TD?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be incredible.
There's nothing quite like it.
We have a local sausage PSA to get to, among other things, right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to you
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jack stuff.
The last 9 drives in the Packers-Cowboys game, go-ahead TD, go-ahead TD, go-ahead TD, go-ahead TD, go-ahead TD, go-ahead TD, game-tying field goal, go-ahead field goal, game-tying field goal. It's the first game in NFL history to have a game-tying or go-ahead score on 9 consecutive drives.
Wow.
I can't get over what we just witnessed, man.
Well, apparently there were some stops late in that game, according to Jerry.
I know. That was,
I guess,
getting
it was,
better as the game went on. What was
maybe the field goals?
Just totally making crap up. I didn't know what to think when he said that this morning. I started had to reevaluate, like, wait, did we watch the same game?
Kind of reminds me of talking to my dad.
You got it right,
Dad. You're good.
Yep,
good today.
Go.
Yeah, good plan.
He's thinking about the Eagles game.
I like what you're doing, Dad.
Letting it rip in church, too. Yeah.
What's that?
I haven't
done that. It's so funny. Dad will bend over to, like, fix his cuffs of his pants. And I'm worried when he's been over that something will just happen to him while he's doing it.
That's pretty phenomenal.
And it's like, oh, please, Dad. Please, Dad. Please. Okay, good.
Speaking of old people, happy birthday to my pup, who is 91 years old.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations to the Bengals. Their last 2 games, they lost by 25 or more points, had under 200 total yards, under 60 rushing yards. Outrushed by 100-plus yards and taken 3 or more sacks. No other NFL team in the Super Bowl era has done that in back-to-back games.
It's not a good thing, right?
Historically disgusting. No, but at least they're making history along the way, right? College football news for you, boys. Baron Morton will start for the Texas Tech Red Raiders at Houston on Saturday.
The Red Baron?
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah, Red Baron
cool.
Morton.
The Red Baron.
Which is interesting. I mean, Walchuk, are you cool with this? I know
this isn't really a surprise. I think they're gonna rock with Baron Morton. They like him a lot there.
But he's good.
I was really impressed with Will Hammond. I mean, I'm sure if Baron Morton were to struggle, they'd quickly say, you know what, Hammond, we'll put you in there.
It is comforting to know that you have a guy like that who was able to finish off the 34-10 win over Utah just a couple of weeks ago there. So, but Morton will be back, and I think that's a Houston. That's going to be a night game situation. for Texas Tech?
Yeah, that would make some sense. I mean, right now they're up to 11 in the country right now.
I was missing Texas Tech during my college football slate on Saturday. I really was.
Yeah, had the off week, and I'm excited that they're back in action. Hopefully they get the crap out of Houston.
I got no relation to Craig Morton. Is that true? Any rumors to the contrary?
Well, that would be,
I don't believe he has any relation to Craig.
That has to be like a granddad situation, wouldn't it be?
Probably.
Craig Morton's a pretty old dude.
Yeah. He is. Okay, so.
Oh, I was thinking. Sorry, Dawson.
Yeah, 6 p.m. ESPN.
Lineage.
Back in Houston.
Yeah. You can go for multiple generations. Same last name.
Yeah.
We get the Bama revenge game in Tuscaloosa versus the Fighting Diego Pavias of Vanderbilt.
And this is just ridiculous with this Tuscaloosa Bars game. You see this
thing? Oh, yeah. I saw it was in your...
Yeah, I didn't have time to get to
it. You didn't have time, but there's time today, cuz.
Well, there's this new bar that's opened in Tuscaloosa.
Did I interrupt you a bunch?
That's fine.
Probably.
Where Alabama goes. This is just a perfect time to just bring it up since you mentioned them.
Hey, bring that heat.
So that bar is hosting Johnny Manziel, who went to Tuscaloosa as a member of the Texas A&M Aggies and beat them. Now, Johnny Manziel's also said while he's going to make his appearance at this Tuscaloosa bar, he's going to be repping a Diego Pavia Vanderbilt jersey. So now all the Crimson Tide fans are boycotting said Tuscaloosa bar, early nominee, biggest L of the week. Why the hell would you do this?
Oh, it's so
bad management of the bar.
So this is a new bar in Tuscaloosa, yep. And this is how they are going to try and ingratiate themselves into the Roll Tide
What's
community.
What's the name of the bar, by the way?
Let me see if I can find that for you.
I should have asked.
Schmuck bar is what they are.
Like, we're losing money bar?
Specializing in oysters? I mean, that's
Two Dimes. It's called Two Dimes. It's the newest bar on the Strip in Tuscaloosa.
They'll be lucky to make Two Dimes.
Opened in August. Former location was Druid City Music Hall with the goal of providing a Nashville experience, which I guess maybe they're like trying to be a Vandy bar in Tuscaloosa.
You don't go into a college town and go against the grain.
Just doesn't make any sense.
That is really stupid.
And not only are they hosting Johnny Manziel, Colby Covington, UFC fighter, will also be there.
You used to have to go out back to get Two Dimes at a bar. You know?
Yeah.
There's no such thing in Tuscaloosa. Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson said that we're not going to make that same mistake again. Ready to avenge the loss. Even though
Vanderbilt's a pretty good team.
Vanderbilt, undefeated.
16 in the country.
Pavia's
Clark
playing
Lee
his tail
there
off.
Coaching him up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a fun game. Credit to Alabama for the way they've changed their season around. For sure, but that will be fun. And yes, Johnny Manziel will be there on the sidelines in a Pavia jersey. That was Pavia's favorite player.
It makes sense.
He's voiced that plenty over the last couple of years. And so now Johnny Football is going to try and be the enemy once again.
Go Vandy. I hope they do it again. That'd be awesome.
I mean, I kind of do.
Good
as
time
well.
To catch Georgia, though. Hell, I mean, excuse me, Alabama. Yeah, after that Georgia win.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're rolling. Now, what do you think about game day going to Tuscaloosa for this game? Instead of, say...
Miami-Florida State?
If Florida State doesn't lose to Virginia on Friday night...
Where's the Miami-Florida State game?
It's in Tallahassee.
Okay, yeah. It's in Tallahassee.
Yeah, if they were undefeated, it was two unbeatens, I'm with you. It 100% had to have been at Miami-Florida State. But still, like...
This is like SEC bias, right?
These two haven't been great, you know, at the same time in quite a while.
ESPN's got a lot of money invested in the SEC.
Yeah.
They have three games. Has three games the other day. They do that with the 11 game, the 2:30 game, and the night game.
They were
game.
Just there for Georgia and Alabama. We can just switch it up.
They were at Miami too, just not too recently ago.
Miami Notre Dame?
It was Miami Florida.
Yeah, Miami Florida.
Okay,
because Pat McAfee went up on the platform.
That's right.
He did the dive.
That game sucked. So maybe they're just like, we don't want to do another Miami game.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I think it's the SEC bias, but it will be a pretty fun slate: Miami, FSU, Vandy, Bama. Texas, Florida, Tech, and Houston, and Boise State, Notre Dame. How about that?
Wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, it is a little bit unusual.
Yeah. See, Notre Dame played at Arkansas last week too. That was kind of we're like 5 weeks in, right?
A conference. You can kind of.
I thought they play in
schedule.
The ACC all the time.
No, in basketball they do.
No, they don't play. They don't play like ACC games right now.
Mm-mm.
Sure.
They might play an ACC team, but no.
Yeah, like Miami to start the season.
They've got
like
USC's on the schedule. That's not ACC.
Stanford.
They've got Navy.
They play 5 games against the ACC every year.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
You got it.
There we go.
All right. Looking at the NBA for a moment.
Everyone else playing, what, 8 conference games?
About a half conference.
And I was just wondering.
But that's how you get to schedule the Boise States of the world.
Yeah, but they also played at Arkansas. You got Navy on that schedule, USC.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I guess the USC game's tradition.
It's very traditional, yeah.
All right, we have NBA Media Days going down. And I know Fan After Dark's going to have some pretty legit sound.
They got some really... I just watched the interview with Cooper Flagg. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Yeah,
trying to bring the personality. Those guys are good broadcasters, man.
Fred did ask him the pressure to be like the first straight white first overall pick since Larry Bird.
Oh, did he? Really?
He did. And you know what Cooper Flagg gave a thoughtful answer?
Way to go, Fred. I wish I was like Fred.
Coach JB of the Fan.
Fred gives zero
bleeps. How's it feel to be white? I appreciate it. Against all these black guys.
A lot of responsibility for the white community, brother.
What do you feel like carrying them?
If you mess it up, trust me, it's the last one.
Do you think he took a vigorous rip of his black and mild after he asked that question?
Yes. And Cooper walked away like, man, what's that film on my hand? What do I smell like?
But Giannis was asked about, you guys remember this offseason?
By Fred?
Not by Fred, but the Bucks owners had claimed that there was sort of a secret meeting over the summer where Giannis committed long-term to Milwaukee. Yeah. All right? He was asked about this, and his quote was, "I cannot recall that meeting."
Wow, went Ronnie Reagan on you.
Oh, goodness, man.
The information's there. I just can't recall.
I just do not recall that whatsoever. I have committed. I'm sort of day-to-day on my Milwaukee commitment right now.
Awkward.
I'm Giannis, and I would totally understand that, dude.
I love the playful, detached vibes that come from European players about all this stuff that we care so much about. I mean, he probably said that with a smile on his face. Yeah. He winks at you. He's just trolling.
The loyalty factor is not something that really registers.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, okay, sirrah, sirrah.
Okay, so I saw this headline. And
did you?
Of course I'm clicking on this. Are you guys clicking on this?
I don't know.
Let's ask the question.
What's the headline?
Are you clicking on this? 58 million pounds of corn dogs, sausages on a stick, recalled for possible wood pieces.
Oh, but isn't there a wood piece in all of the corn dogs?
Yes, but there's supposed to be a wood piece, not a bunch of
splinters?
Wood pieces. So
splinters?
You're talking about, yes, basically eating splinters.
That's
is what's taking
good.
Place.
Wow.
Corn dogs, other sausage on a stick products recalled, okay, because of the pieces of wood. So it's the State Fair corn dogs on a stick, frozen box.
Very popular ones.
Pretty much a staple.
Used to love those as a child. I'm sure that's no surprise.
How about this one? This is one of my favorites. This is maybe one of the more underrated items going.
I think I used these to one night. I made the chili.
Man,
the chili dogs at it.
Those work so good, Broadus.
Yeah, that's what I made.
I made chili
corn dogs. I used the box. But I made the box.
Sad.
But the chili I made and did all the other stuff with. So, but yes. These got splinters in them now?
State Fair corn dogs on a stick and the Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage on a stick.
Oh,
I think that
man.
Is so freaking dominant.
Yeah.
I think love I have two those. Boxes of each right now in my freezer in the garage.
Okay, you got to toss those.
It depends on when you bought them, I guess.
When do we buy these?
Okay, so the recalled corn dogs and sausage on a stick goods were produced between March 17th and as recently as Friday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
And it's a
I was going to
get
some.
Tyson's. It's like a Tyson's brand.
From March.
That's why we're talking about 58 million of these.
Dude.
We're not talking about one bad batch.
That's not good.
Tyson, which is headquartered in Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah.
Get this. Says the issue was isolated to one facility located in Haltom City, Tejas.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So this is a local sausage problem.
Oh, no.
And I would... probably go ahead unfortunately throw out those Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage on a stick.
No, let's eat
for as
and
damn
see what
good
happens.
As they are.
Let's see what happens.
Bet payoff.
Let's see.
Bet payoff. Dawson has to bring them up here and eat all of them.
Yeah, bet payoff.
Single one.
Bet payoff. He's just going to start chomping them down.
Eric can process them joints.
Yeah,
wood and all. It's like fiber to that fool.
Yeah, man, built different. That would actually probably settle pretty well in the tummy. Okay, do you guys want to hear from Charlie Sheen for a second?
No. Always.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, please.
This was jarring to me. Almost everything I see and hear about Charlie Sheen these days is jarring. Here he is in an interview talking about how much cocaine he was consuming.
Mm.
You talk about in the book,
imagine?
the cartel had to cut you off.
They did, yeah. They did. The amount that they were selling to Marco, and I'm not outing him, he's in the book and in the doc.
Already,
the amounts that he kept requesting from them at the frequency that he was asking for this kind of weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had never given that to someone, transferred it to someone before who wasn't dealing. So they thought, okay, he's blowing through this stuff so freaking fast, he's dealing without our permission.
Ooh.
And you got to get permission from the shot callers.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of, it's obvious, right?
It's obvious. Yeah. It's very
That's
obvious.
That's a known fact.
Everybody knew that. He was doing so much blow, he got cut off. They thought he was dealing. How did his nose not fall off?
Dealing directly with the cartel.
I'm calling cab.
Wow.
Okay.
The cartels never cared
yeah.
about your health. I think old boy that was dealing had said, Charlie, this was enough.
Oh. Yeah.
And he came up with the story because remember they watered down his drugs too?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get him to stop. Right. They were like, well, damn, it's not hitting the same way.
Do you think he was going to, they're worried about him dying and that coming back
that
on him?
Much?
Yeah, Charlie's paying the bills. You can't die.
You can't die.
You got to keep him alive. Yeah. Keep him standing up.
That's a good call, Lucius. I think he nailed it.
All right, so Charlie Sheen ball sacking folks. Or maybe they ball sacked him.
He thinks it's true.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm kind of suspicious about the drug dealer. Maybe Charlie Sheen was asking for X amount. Drug dealer guy was giving him a reasonable amount for one guy and then taking the rest and selling it to other people because Charlie Sheen was just whacked out of his gourd, you know? He lost track like Shohei Ohtani with
Marco.
His funds.
Okay, Marco here's trying to make it a little side hustle.
I think Marco was making a side hustle out of it. He was getting a neighborhood's worth of dope. And
living with Charlie for like months at a time as Charlie was doing all the drugs.
Yeah.
Serious, like months at a time. Charlie's paying for everything. He's doing all the drugs. And then my man said he had to leave to dry out. To get away from Charlie. I just got to dry out. And by the time he dries out, he goes back and sees Charlie again. And Charlie's turned up. God dog it, boy.
Wow.
The man child.
It's amazing he's still with us.
It really is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I guess some people get on that and it makes them feel so good and they don't have any of the negative side effects and they think they're just different. And then you hear of a Len Bias situation. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Throat itching.
It is, you know. I have to imagine you'd have to have a death wish or just a delusional sense of your own constitution. There it is, a sports hodgepodge with Eric.
Some pure stuff.
Is that safer?
It must be some. Yeah, gotta be.
Yeah.
It's not getting stepped on.
Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Every Tuesday, we do an audio celebration of the football weekend that was, guys. What do we call it?
TD Tuesday. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go, buddies. It is time now for TD Tuesday. As Woolchuck and Chiafalo will walk you through the best touchdowns of the football weekend, Monday Night Football. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Flagtober 2025 starts October 4th at Tolbert Garage Door off 30 in Mesquite. Come on out. Get your flags. The best flag ever, Texas flag themed with the grenade being back. Brian, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm not going to miss that. I'll be there at 9 a.m. ready to go.
Love it.
So I have everything ready for everybody. Show up. It should be a lot of fun. We had a good time when we were over there last time.
Tolbert's right, and then I'll be at East Dallas Diesel 10 to noon.
So right on.
Two good opportunities.
Yeah. Shoot, yeah. Stay tuned for the next opportunity to pick up your G-Bag Nation flags. But to make sure they can go fast and it's first come, first serve, get there to Saturday's appearances. And if you're out of town, send somebody from in town. You know, maybe go with the UPS flat rate box and ship that bad boy to you. You'd be representing like there's no tomorrow. Okay, it's time now. Here are the boys with TD Tuesday.
All right, let's do it. Best calls from the football weekend with this edition of TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with the Dirty Birds of Atlanta. Taking down Dan Boom. Quinn and company. It's Penix to London.
Shotgun set now. Robinson off Penix's left hip for second and goal at the 6. 5.5, if you will. Commanders showing pressure. Penix going to gun it to the end zone. Touchdown, Drake London. And we're going 9-5 for the first touchdown.
9-5 with the call. Welcome back, Drake London.
West Durham, right?
Yeah, put that one in there just for you. Complaining about the Drake London lack of touchdowns. Well, guess what? 9-5, that connection. I like that. I like the phrasing there with Michael Penix Jr. going to Drake London. That is their numbers. Perfect.
Sleeping giant in Atlanta, I feel like, if Penix can figure it out.
Absolutely. A lot of talent in that body.
Shout out to your guy, Bijan Robinson.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wowzers,
my guy,
man.
West Durham, too, on the call.
Like shout out to Wes.
Oh, Wes E.D.
Wes is a star.
Is he the best back? Is he the best back eyeball?
I think he is. Yeah. I think he absolutely is. Let's go to Buffalo.
Nah, you can do without backs. You don't need backs.
You got backs. Giovanni.
No, we don't need backs. Don't have to draft these guys high anymore.
Brian, stop. Stop. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go
to Buffalo, where Josh Allen keeps him undefeated, and he's throwing TDs to a TE.
Play clock down to 4 on 1st and 10 from the 28. Takes the snap, fakes the throw to the flat, looks down the sideline, he's got Kincaid, who's going to walk it in for a 23-yard touchdown. Oh, they got the Saints biting on that one. Fake to the flat, throw to the sideline, and it's easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Chris Brown on the call.
Well done,
from
Bill's
Buffalo.
Radio Network. Yeah, I love Buffalo, it.
The lemon squeezy TD call, that's rarefied air right there.
Yes.
All right, we had Penix to London. Let's take it up a notch.
Ooh.
Williams to Rome.
Rome.
Caleb takes the snap. Swift in a tight pocket. The throw to the middle of Dunze. Fired. Oh. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. What a great throw by Caleb Williams. A Dunze cutting in front of Caillou Blue Kelly, his high school teammate from here in Vegas. And he scores his 5th touchdown of the year in the 4th week of the season. 27 yards.
Our buddy.
Wow.
That's right. He was
Jeff Joniak, right?
He was in hyperspeed there.
Yeah.
He sped up.
TD.
He sent us, he's the first one, I believe, to send us a thank you note for having him on the pregame show.
Well, the team won.
I didn't get the thank you note.
He did.
You get a handwritten one?
No, he sent us he sent one to the boss.
Tim Gallows?
Oh, so he sent one to Tim.
No, to
Spitzy?
Yeah. Spitzy, yeah.
Spitzy.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wow. Thank you for... Or, no, wait, I take it back. It was Tim.
Well, this is an important conversation. Yeah. I'm glad we're having it.
No, he said, thank you very much. He goes, I enjoyed being on with those guys.
What a sweetheart.
That was a TD so impressive that he started to short circuit a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
I think we can all relate to that a little bit.
Wow. All right, let's go to Brad Sham, our own backyard.
Oh.
And our buddy, Fergie. Fergalicious 520s on Thursdays, finally getting into the end zone.
Second down and 6. They're inside the 10, trying to regain the lead. Prescott under center, back looking, over the middle into the end zone. Hung on, Ferguson. First touchdown since the Truman administration.
That one had to feel good for Ferg, man.
Nice work, Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first since the Biden administration.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I know that felt good, huh?
God had to.
I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah. Thursday's 520.
It's going to be awesome.
Jinx. Jinx, you owe me a punt return TD. Take it away, Mr. Khalif.
Khalif Raymond back deep for Detroit. Punts away. Khalif, not a great punt. It's going to come up and field it at the 34. Makes the first man miss. There goes the 40. Yeah, going Khalif, to the 50. Khalif angling at the 40. To the 35. To the 30. To the 25. Say goodbye, Khalif Raymond, to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, what a run back. And that started with him making the first man miss. Khalif with some magic out there, and the Lions extend their lead.
Mm, Dan Miller.
Dan Miller
voice
with
the Lions doing his thing.
He's a good dude. We've talked to him. We'll talk to him later.
He's a good broadcaster. Yeah, we'll get them later on in the year.
Yeah.
Detroit's starting to cook, man.
They are. They are. And, man, they made it look easy. Special teams touchdowns. We're going to get to some more special teams TDs a little bit later. But let's go to Green Bay, where they did not win. They tied. But it was a Hattie. Not one, not two, but 3 TDs for Romeo.
Snap to Love in the tight pocket, lofts it over the middle.
He's got it. Touchdown! Romeo Doubs and the Packers in front. Oh my goodness, Romeo Doubs again.
Man,
that hurt.
That kind of hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne Larrabee.
Wayne Larrabee's a good dude.
Doing
too.
His thing.
Enjoyed talking with Wayne in the pregame.
Wayne was good.
Sweet guy. Yeah. Absolutely a sweet guy. Romeo Doubs. Wow. Just total get right game. Anytime he can. Take on
with
the Cowboys.
The guardian cap and everything.
That guardian cap was it's so big, right?
It is.
It's like an oversized. Like oversized one.
Like a Jack in the Box commercial.
It is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Jack, what do you think about the taco? Yeah.
Man, now this is not a TD.
I was about to say, am I looking at history right now? But we're getting a ball sack TD?
I felt like we got to play it.
All right. Adonai Mitchell, the pride of the Texas Longhorns, absolutely flubbing it for his Colts.
3 receivers stacked to the right side for the Colts. Shotgun snap for the quarterback. Looks left. Fires down the left sideline, and it is a catch. A.D. Mitchell. There he goes. Inside the 30. Down the far side.
He's got
10. 5. Touchdown. A.D. Mitchell. His first career touchdown in the NFL. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, no.
The officials talking to one another at the goal line. The play happened furthest away from us as A.D. Mitchell had a great adjustment on the ball and then streaked down the far sideline, made it in front of Emmanuel Forbes Jr.
He bobbled the ball at the end, Matt. He switched the ball in his hands right at the goal line. It looks like he may have fumbled it before he crossed the goal line, which would give the Rams the ball on the 20-yard line.
The ball was loose.
I mean, that's just like the Jonathan Taylor play last year in Denver.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
I mean, deja vu all over again.
Pain.
Oh, no.
How excited were they, dude?
Dude, he's like, oh, he got it! Matt Taylor.
Matt Taylor, yeah.
Just beside himself there. Oh, no. All right, let's go to Jacksonville, the NFC South rival, where they are winning games in Duval. Shout out to Parker Washington with the special teams TD.
There's the punt. Parker backs up. Fields it at the 15-yard line. Made a man miss, 25-yard line, 30-yard line. That's a good return for Parker Washington. Still on feet, 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Parker Washington just brought it all the way back, and the Jags have extended the lead.
Just jagging around, all three phases.
Just Jacksonville Radio Network, yeah. That was
Frank Frangie.
Quite the return there for Patrick Washington out of Virginia.
Yeah.
From one Patrick to another, the pride of White House, Texas. He's going Hollywood.
Up on the football quickly is Patrick Mahomes under center. Worthy's in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right side, and now Mahomes throws for the end zone.
caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Marquise Brown, Hollywood, goes all the way across the formation on fourth and one for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has four TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
Ooh.
What?
He loves the sweet nectar TD calls, man.
Mitch Holtis.
Yeah,
sweet nectar. Yeah, good old Mitch.
Yeah.
The sweet nectar of a beautiful TD.
Beautiful, sweet, sweet nectar. Let's go to the Rams. Just ram it. Where Stafford is finding Tutu.
Lobs the ball left side. Tutu's open. Over the shoulder catch 40. Tutu down the left sideline with a vapor trail behind him. 10-5. Touchdown, L.A.
L.A.
Now, we will close it down with the Spanish call of that exact play.
Oh, perfect.
The Spanish call's
probably better.
Oh, it probably.
I heard it.
It's all time.
Yeah, J.B. Long.
J.B. Long.
He's good, though.
J.B. Long, remember the young guy? He got to meet him, too. He's really good.
J.B. is good. Very excited.
Yeah.
Has a really good team to call games for.
Now, we head to Chicago, where the Vegas Raiders are making Brian Broaddus shed a tear.
Yeah.
Geno the snap, throws underneath. Genty at the five, breaks a tackle. That's the third for Genty. He's into the end zone. The rookie with his third touchdown of the bowl game. His second through the air. And the Raiders go back in front with 5:23 to go in the third. 20-16.
About vindication time. TD.
Jason Horowitz getting it done with the Raiders Network. All right, let's now go to Geno.
No.
Drake May.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is great. Patriots Radio Network. Now, the Patriots are one of the ones where they'll kind of talk over each other here.
Yeah.
Drake May, and he's been playing great.
Scott Zolak gets involved here, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly it. Scott Zolak's going to get very excited, and he's going to go cheer for Drake here, Scott. Go.
On a second down and goal to go. Gibson the back. Play fake to him. Rolling left May with a ball fake. He's going to angle to the pylon. He's going to score a touchdown. Patriots.
Good boy, Drake.
Run it. Attaboy, Drake.
Attaboy, Drake.
Yeah, Drake May is spinning it, man.
He is.
Patriots are going to be a problem.
Vrabel's got him playing good ball.
I'm going to call Drake May one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL within 3 years.
I like that.
Buying it. Wow, that made me look bad.
That's my bold playoff team this year.
Remember, I was kind of against him. I kind of didn't have him up as high.
Yeah,
I
was iffy on Drake.
Not iffy. I was not a big fan at all.
I've watched two of his games almost in their entirety. He is so calm and relaxed and fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, he is, man.
He's got pretty much everything you want. He was better. In the college tape, like his senior year, not as good. Two years ago when he had better receivers was really good. But I get it.
Drake May, what a stud. I think we get Drake May versus Josh Allen Sunday Night Football this week.
Oh.
With the Bills rocking the icy whites. That's going
to
be pretty hot
stuff.
Trying
to upset the Bills.
Okay, I want to address something here. This is the first college TD that we're going to get a glimpse of.
Yeah, this is going to be the only one because I got to say, just looking at the FTP this week.
It feels almost taboo.
These college calls weren't that good.
That's really disappointing, man.
No, we gotta up our college calls.
Step
guys.
Your games up.
It's the Leonardo DiCaprio portion of the TD Tuesday for you.
So you're saying Craig Way not getting it done?
Well, they were off.
So who are we showing love to?
This is Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
This will be a homer call.
Take that, Tigers.
Yeah.
Logan Diggs is the running back here. Chambliss looks to the sidelines. Stops his lineman for a moment. Diggs moves over to the right shoulder of Chambliss. Play clock at 4 seconds. There's the snap. Diggs straight up the middle. He's in the end zone. The former LSU Tiger just stuck it to the former team with a TD right up the gut.
4 seconds.
Like, didn't it sound like that's
he's got 4 seconds on the clock.
Yeah. Like, that's an Ole Miss broadcast. Yeah. Gary Darby with the call. Yeah. And I didn't want to do that to you, Brian.
No, it's cool, man.
They did stick it.
The former Tiger. Congrats.
Ole Miss Tigers
played very well in that football game. They deserve to win. Very good for them.
All right, let's get to Tampa Bay. Gene's back. Gene took a week off for whatever reason.
What happened?
And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if there was health reasons, but Gene was not on the call last week.
Gosh, I hope it's not health reasons.
Probably Gene's back. Schedule.
Maybe.
Snafu.
Maybe, yeah. But Gene's back and we're firing him.
Too much travel.
Fire him.
Baker Mayfield shotgun from the 24-yard line. Play action fake rolling to his right by design. Still rolling, throws the ball downfield. Got a receiver. Oh, my. Caught the ball. Abuka to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Looked like some Florida man got into him there about 5 seconds into that clip.
But they did cut it off early.
Where's fire?
We didn't get fire them cannons. Fire them cannons. Fire them cannons.
Don't ever cut off the cannons.
I know.
Especially.
It's Gene's call.
On a TD Tuesday, cutting off the cannons?
I know.
Abuka's going to be really
good. It's sacrilege.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
He's
get
looking freaking
Let's get the call.
He is nasty.
The call of the week when it comes to football. This is a some Latin TDs for us, boys and girls. Troy Santiago with the Rams Spanish call. Shout out.
Latina call.
To our guy.
Chesty Latinas. Thank you.
2-2 Atwell.
Tyler Higbee pasa a la derecha. Está por se plante en la bolsa. Tiene tiempo el pase flotadito. Tutu. Completo a la 50 y se va a escapar. A la 40 del otro lado, a la 30, a la 20. Va a llegar a la yarda 10, a la 5. Touchdown. 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 Rams. Tutu, 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 Atwell. Aparece en el momento más importante, en un pase largo, tremendo, se hizo solo, 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 y se escapó hasta la zona de anotación.
Yes.
We need to get him. We need to do that pre and post game show.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Only thing that would have made that better, of course, is a K Barbaro, which I found out yesterday means what a barbarian. Yeah. Pretty cool call they usually throw in there.
And shout out to the 469 who is just tuning in. He just got out of prison last week.
Oh. Welcome back.
Is Congrats. now listening to us. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you for turning it on. There it is. Another edition of TD Tuesday in the books.
Thank you, Wooly Bully.
Thank you.
Every Tuesday, 6 or 6:20 here in the G-Bag Nation, especially now that, sadly, the Ranger season is over. Fan After Dark did a hell of a job covering the Bruce Bochy story last night as it was breaking news. They pretty much went wall-to-wall with it. We'll get their thoughts on what they have cooked up for you tonight here. It's the G-Bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're about to hand off the broadcast baton to our guys, the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Let's get back into the mix, man. Let's go. To kind of pace myself a little bit today. Now, I did wake up
Only two black and milds?
No. Okay, let me just, full disclosure, I did have half of one left over yesterday.
Did you crap your pants again?
Hey, the halfies be hitting hard, bro. Them halfies, boy. Sometimes I break it. And then I already have a half, and then I use that other half. I'm, you know, take it apart, put that piece on there.
Ooh. Oh, you go! Oh, you do it like that?
Yeah, I do it like that. The halfies hit hard, fam.
Wow. Okay. No, I smoked half of one the other day, and then you know had it sitting there and killed it yesterday. But. I didn't smoke one today.
Okay, I was going to ask about that because I saw multiple black and mild wrappers in the parking garage on the first floor. I'll send you a picture after the show.
Not mine.
Not yours?
No. Okay. No. If I smoke one on the way home, I stop at this gas, the Exxon, right here. All right. I get, you know, homeboy black and mild, boom, and I drive it. I smoke it on the way home.
Can confirm I've never seen Fred do it.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
It's more of an offsite thing.
Plus, the ones here, because I'm pretty sure I've seen, I know what you're referring to, they smoke plastic tips. Okay.
Yeah, it's about the wood tips, bro.
I'm a wood tip.
You've always been a wood tip.
5 million?
Worst to live by.
And you got to go to stores with high traffic so you don't get those stale black and milds. You want one that's nice and soft.
Oh, I'll tell you what, my 7-Eleven.
Come on. I'm going fishing, brothers.
All righty. Are we going to hear the answer to your Cooper Flag question?
We absolutely are.
Can you reenact the question?
Yeah, you just have to wait and hear it.
7:40.
There's no way he did reenact. Did you say the words "Great White Hope"?
I did not.
Okay,
I did not.
What?
No,
you heard it.
I did hear. You didn't say that.
No, we had to be
serious.
Because
they're awesome and white.
Did TV News pick up your question or anything? Is this going viral? It should have.
I mean, we just posted it today.
Yeah. Okay.
So who knows?
It'll have legs. Go ahead, everybody who's listening, go give it a reshare, and maybe it will go viral.
And this was a one-on-one situation? This wasn't like a...
No, me and Blake had, we had Coop, we had PJ Washington, which, you know, we bonded over the, I told him, I said, hey, I appreciate you standing up for baby daddies everywhere, right? Because he had that viral, you know, interaction with, was it Brittany Renner?
I think so.
Yeah. And, you know...
He kind of asked for that.
Hey...
Should have saw it coming.
Not wrong, but I mean, look, hey.
He was like 20.
All he was trying to do, no, this was a couple weeks ago.
He was
no, I mean.
He was a victim.
Yeah. No,
of that ass.
Hey, no. All he's doing, hey. There's no reason why you go to pick up your kid and you're getting yelled at as soon as you get your child.
We're on like, Team PJ over here.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right? I mean, anybody that's ever had a baby mom.
It's a bad mom.
Come on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no reason why you're going to pick up your child. She's got a phone. She's recording you and talking crap the entire time while you have your child.
He played with fire and got burnt.
You know?
Yeah. Hey. Third degree.
Boy, burnt.
Down here at the gas station by the Target one day, I saw people get into a tug of war with their baby through a window.
It's
2 or 3 year old baby. Yeah, it was
awful.
Totally heartbreaking.
That's awful. Poor kid.
Okay. But yeah. Good luck to PJ Washington. You know, I mean,
he did just sign a new contract. Mm-hmm. He was in great spirits. I mean, I chastised.
Everybody was.
I mean, they really were.
You were chastising him?
I did.
Half of the interview is just him and PJ roasting each other about college basketball.
Each other about college.
Oh, right on.
How's that Kentucky team looking this year? By the way, we just stole your top in-state recruit. Mm. Couldn't say a word. I roasted Cooper Flagg for the TED Talk that he couldn't figure out what he was going to do. I said, maybe you could do the one about why you picked Duke over KU. That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Are you still texting with Bill Self after your flight?
I'm not. But after everything that just went down, you know, we may become texting buddies after this. We'll see.
And then, of course, we had our best friend Daniel Gafford on, the landlord.
Oh,
he spent 10 minutes with us. Probably could have gone longer, but we just, you know, we knew he had a flight to catch and whatnot. But he talked about Cooper Flagg and what he's like in practice. That he's tried to poster a couple Mavs players, if they were successful or not. I guess you got to wait till.
I mean, he pretty much intimated exactly everything I've been saying.
Yeah,
let's be real.
He did 10 minutes of unfiltered Daniel Gafford.
Dan, he's great. Laundry expert, by the way, too.
Yep,
really,
absolutely.
Starts giving us laundry hacks,
washing and drying, huh?
Yeah. And I roasted him too. I said, "What kind of detergent you use?" And I said, "I know you're not using Gain." Mm-hmm. With that new contract, I think we can step up a notch. We don't need to use Gain anymore.
Level up. We had a nice little chuck over that. We got Dennis Smith Jr.,
we did.
Brandon Williams, and Jaden Hardy as well.
That's right. That's right.
Should be a good time. 7:40, all that audio.
Sounded like you guys went like 3 hours unleashed on Boach last night. Wall to wall. Terrific coverage.
We did. We had some insiders on. We're going to have Kennedy Landry on tonight. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We got to add to the show.
I think we're going to have Danny Cannell on tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Talk Bruce Bochy?
Yeah, hell yeah. He's a big Boch guy.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, maybe some college football. Maybe
he's
a little
Dion.
Did most people feel like last night that the Rangers were on solid ground doing what they did?
Yeah, I would say most of the text, nobody was really like pissed. Everyone kind of understood, I would say, from reading the text.
We had a couple people that, you know, because again, I'm of the belief, why are we not giving Chris Young more of a hard time?
You should have heard.
If he was Nico or Jerry, he'd be getting excoriated right now.
Yeah.
What a word.
I get that.
So,
well, doesn't winning a championship buy you a little time?
See, I mean, the same thing.
Okay, how much time does it buy you, though? Especially when you have the same core.
Yeah.
Fred wants a championship.
Well, I think they're about to blow that core up.
Right? I mean, Simeon's got to go. I'd put Seager
on
the block.
Simeon and Seager both on the block last night.
I think they are.
I don't think they should be. Not Seager. Simeon, yes.
I think they're both on the block.
Yeah.
Should be or are.
I think they are.
Okay.
I would. That's a strong reporting there from our insider, Will Chuck. I would say a GM gets you players that are good on paper.
Yeah.
And the coaching staff makes sure that that happens in between the lines.
And Dawson, wouldn't you agree going into the season, we were really excited for this Rangers roster? I'm not talking about after and all the – I'm just talking about in the offseason. We're over. They're going to hit so many home runs. Yeah. How is Josh Smith even going to get in this lineup? This is how stacked it looked. And then obviously it didn't play out that way. But I think, like you just said, Chris Young put together the roster where nobody in this room – other than the closer, was questioning this team going into the season.
I mean, if we're going to give Jerry Jones a hard time about not going out and getting cornerback help, which and rightfully so, how you can justify a $241 million payroll and a World Series quote-unquote contender, and you go out and Luke Jackson is your solution at closer. This team's in the playoffs today if you had a real closer.
At least Robert Garcia did the right thing Saturday afternoon, though. You know what I'm talking about.
That's that was right. Yeah, he did.
One of the great silver boot moments of all time.
I know what you're talking about.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitch. He just went 5 flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Fan After Dark coming up next. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.